Come, my little ones, gather around. It's that time again.
I wonder what we're gonna learn today. I bet it's something exciting.
Shh. It's starting.
Assalamu alaikum and welcome to the Butterfly Corner. A special welcome to those listening on Medium Wave 1548 and also those listening on audio streaming on our website. Not forgetting our satellite listeners, so put your radios a little louder and listen closely, because every story has a lesson that will inshallah teach you something small that you'll remember forever and use as you're growing up. My little ones, for the month of Ramadan, inshallah, we're going to be visiting the different schools. Hood Hood, are you excited to see the school we're going to visit today?
Yes, I'm so excited. I can't wait to meet the little butterflies today. Zineera, can you tell me which school we're going to?
No, Hood Hood, I'm not going to tell you. It's going to be a surprise. But I promise you it will be worth the wait. Butterflies, are we visiting your school today? Come on, get ready. Count with me. 3, 2, 1.
And yeah!
Assalamu alaikum, and what's your name?
Zaid.
Zaid, how old are you?
11 years old.
Oh, mashallah. And which school do you go to?
Ferreira Primary School.
Do you like school?
Not so much.
What?
It's boring.
It's boring. Oh my. Are you good at school?
Yes.
That's good. As long as you work really hard and do everything you can to learn as much as you can, and you do it well, Allah will reward you. Did you know that?
Gee.
That's good, mashallah.
You know, I also like school.
Is it?
Yes, I do like school. You know why I like school?
Why?
Because I get to eat the whole day at lunchtime.
But that's not the reason why you go to school.
So why must I go to school?
To learn.
To learn what?
So you can become a better person in your life.
Okay, I'm going to start learning now. Thank you for telling me.
Your pleasure.
Okay, I heard you brought a story for us.
The orphan boy. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was going to eat salah in the company of his companions. They were walking and chanting the takbir, Allahu Akbar, Allahu Akbar. And the streets of Medina Munawara were echoing in Allahu Akbar. Everybody was excited and dressed nicely, and everyone had their perfume on. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam suddenly saw a young boy sitting on the side with his face buried on his hand, and he was crying. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam stopped and told the companions, "You may continue and I will join you later." He went to the child. He sat next to him on the side of the street. He patted him on the back and said, "Young child, why are you crying?" The young child said, "Today is the day of Eid, and all the young children are holding their father's hand and they are going for Eid Salah. My father was martyred in the Battle of Uhud. I have no father. There is no father's hand for me to hold." And he continued to sit there crying on the side of the street. He said, "Leave me alone. Let me sit here and cry while the rest of the world enjoys itself." Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam said to this child, "If you are crying, Muhammad will also not celebrate the day of Eid." The Prophet of Allah held the child's hand and he said, While all the children are holding the hands of their fathers, you will hold the hand of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and from today onwards, you will never say you do not have a father. From today onwards, Muhammad is your father. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam then walked with the child all the way to the place of Eid Salah. And when Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was giving the khutbah, he had this child sit on his thigh. In another narration, he had the child sit on his shoulders. This is the mercy of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
MashaAllah. That really was the mercy of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
So what are you going to do for Eid?
I'm going to wear my new clothes and visit my family.
Can you come and visit me also? Because I'm also going to wear new clothes and I want you to see me.
I will if I can.
You sure?
Maybe.
Okay, but you must come visit me because I have lots of yummy things to eat, okay?
I will.
Will you take a selfie with me?
I'm not sure if I will come. That's why.
Okay, but if you don't come visit me, I'll come visit you, okay?
Okay.
Okay, see you later. I'm going to go read Salah now.
Cherish than more than any land ever known before. The city that was chosen by Allah, a miracle that spread throughout the world. It's the city where Islam was born,
the
city of prayer.
The city of Mecca,
the city of Allah, the city of the Prophet Rasulullah, the city of the Kaaba, labbayk Allah, built by command of its creator, Ibrahim and Ismail, they built Iran. The city of unity, the city of prayer, the city of Mecca, the city of Allah. مكة المكرمة وحد الله بها الأمة مبعث الحبيب المصطفى بيت الله لا ننسى مكة المكرمة وحد الله بها الأمة مبعث الحبيب المصطفى بيت الله لا ننسى بيت الله لا ننسى بيت الله لا ننسى بيت الله لا ننسى I walk the land as Allah showed me the way. In a simple cloth that my words would say, here we come Allah, we obey. No partner do you have in any way. It's the city where Islam was born,
the city of unity,
the city of prayer,
the city of Mecca,
the city of Allah, standing in the glory.
Unfortunately, we've come to the end of another program of the Butterfly Corner. It's sad to leave, but it gives us time to find more wonderful and interesting stories for you. So, my little ones, I hope you enjoyed listening and learning the fun way on Radio Islam, your international station. Until next time, ila liqa, ma assalam. We've come to the end of another exciting learning episode. But we'll be back. Join me again next time. Don't forget to practice what you've learned today. And remember, you can email your comments to zineera@radioislamlive.com. That's Zineera.